a book discussion with Emily LaLasher, Sarah Bond, Alex Sahasian, and Kate McNosa.
Did anybody read a good book lately?
I did. I read Fang by James Patterson.
I read Peter and the Star Catchers by Dave Barry and Ridley Pearson.
I read a nonfiction book called Oogie, A Dog Only a Family Could Love by Larry Levin. What did you read, Sarah?
I read The Midnighters by Scott Westerfeld.
It looks like Sarah, Emily, and I all read science fiction books.
That probably means that your books will have more in common with each other than they will have with mine.
That's probably true if we look into the smaller details of the stories.
Is there a main idea that could connect all four of our books?
An idea like friendship could be a commonality between our books.
My book, Fang, is a story about a very strong bond between two characters, Max and Fang. Is friendship present in anyone else's books?
Yes, my book involves a friendship between a man and a dog. They trust each other and share more of a human bond than one between a pet and a human.
The group of Midnighters in my story start off not really united, but they form a unique friendship by the end of the story.
In Peter and the Star Catchers, Peter is already very good friends with four other orphans and eventually becomes close with a girl named Molly, much like in the story Peter Pan.
It is interesting that in four very different books, friendship is a shared main idea.
That's true, Sarah, but to me it sounds like these are four very different friendships.
Well, they are four really different books, and different kinds of friendships form under different circumstances.
It might help illustrate the different friendships in different stories by reading from the books.
Yes, maybe quoting from the stories will help highlight the similarities and differences that can be found under the umbrella of friendship.
Who would like to go first?
I will. This is from a part when the girls decide if they should risk their lives for her. So what do you suggest we do? We walk away. What? We turn around and go home. Melissa just said, my ring around the snake pit might not last the whole hour. Melissa shrugged. Then all our problems will be solved one way or another. Maybe the Darklings will get what they want and everything will go back to normal. Rex looked at his old friend, not believing the words that had just come out of her mouth.
Do the friends save her?
It continues. Melissa, he started. Des turned to Rex. I'm not just going to sit here and watch her die. Let's go. Des turned and walked toward the snake pit. Coming? She asked. Rex blinked and then followed. After a few steps, he heard Melissa sigh and knew she would be close behind.
So their friendship is tested. In my book, a dog owner is sure of his relationship with his dog, and he enjoys how the dog depends on him. He needed me, and it enabled me to feel good about myself. I enjoyed being relied upon and being able to help out.
In my book, Max and Fang share a friendship, but also a relationship. Max thinks Fang, dead, it was unthinkable. A year ago, it would have been the worst thing that could happen, and now it was 1,000 times worse. Now I knew what it felt like to hold him, what it felt like to kiss him. How could I possibly go on without him?
That is kind of like the relationship Peter has with Molly, but they're a lot younger than Max and Fang. Peter also has a strong bond with the other orphans. This is a passage from my book that shows Peter's friendship with and loyalty toward them. Peter shook his head. I won't leave my mates, he said. I can't. All right, said Molly. Fine then. I'll find the trunk on my own. Seriously, you won't help me? Help you get yourself killed? No, I won't. Peter drew back, his expression hurt and angry. Fine then, he said. Good luck finding the trunk without me.
So it can be proven that friendship is found in all of our books. Could something like trust be another thing these four stories share?
It does kind of seem like trust could also connect these books.
Yes, in Fang, Max has trouble trusting this guy named Jeb. At the beginning, she could always trust him, but then he backstabbed her and it seemed like he didn't care about them at all. But later he tried to apologize, but she hasn't looked at him the same way since.
In my book, the dog trusts people, although people almost destroyed him. Even though people abused him in the past, he somehow understands that people are trustworthy.
In my book, a girl has to put trust in her friend when they're flying. She trusts he will not drop her when they're in the air.
In Peter and the Star Catchers, Peter always trusts the people he makes deals with, although that doesn't always work out for him.
Is his trust broken?
The people he bargains with don't always keep their word like they're supposed to, but he still remains a trusting person.
So it sounds like there are different kinds of trust within these books, too.
Maybe we should read from the books out loud again to make this clearer.
That's a good idea. Here's a passage from my book when Peter makes a deal with someone he knows to be untrustworthy. How do I know you'll let her go? Said Peter. Because I'm giving you my word, said Slank. Now the silence was total. Even the sounds of surf and water went momentarily quiet, as if the lagoon itself awaited Peter's answer. All right then, said Peter. I accept your bargain.
It's strange that he still remains trusting even after so many people have broken their word to him. Here's a passage from my book about trust. The beast was only a few strides away. It paused, growling, and the two long fangs glinted in the dark moonlight. Jessica knew she was dead meat. Then something happened. A tiny saucer came screaming past Jessica and headed toward the panther. The panther's eyes flashed wide in panic, reflecting gold instead of indigo. The projectile burst into a blue flame that wrapped itself around the giant cat. The creature spun around and leapt away, the fire clinging to its fur. "Wow," came a familiar voice. "Hypochondriac killed the cat. Jessica's friends are always watching out for her during the midnight hour."
Just from that one passage, I can tell that the friends in your book have a really strong, trusting relationship. In Fang, however, Max has trouble trusting someone when years ago she would have trusted him with her life.
What do you mean by that, Alex?
Well, Max says, "As much as Jeb now claimed he was trying to help us, help me, I could never trust him again. It was like he woke up and said, 'Oh, today's Tuesday, an evil day. Or Friday again, guess I'll be a white hat.' His shifting loyalties made my head spin. Max doesn't want to trust Jeb anymore because of what he's done in the past, but Jeb is trying to gain her trust back."
It is interesting that Max is hesitant to trust Jeb. In my book, the dog Oogie immediately trusts his new owners. They say, "The fact that a brutalized, mutilated pup had so immediately and completely reposed his trust made us feel that we had been rewarded."
Our books seem very different, but I guess they have a lot more in common than we thought.
Yes, friendship and trust are really important in all of these books.
Maybe those things are present in many books.
That makes sense because most people can connect to friendship and trust. They can occur almost anywhere in any situation, which these books have proven.
Well, that was a good discussion, but it seems like we're done.